Welcome back to Pod Nova X. This is episode 9 of the first season. I can't believe we're already this far in. Quick update, I have gone behind James' back. We're rebelling, and we're doing 15 episodes instead of 13. Boom, James. 15, not 13. Because I want to try to wrap up the pieces in this season, and since we're already on 10, that would not be at all helpful. It would not actually work even close to at all. For those of you who may be wondering, episode 11 will be a very special episode. It'll also double as our first bonus episode because we're lazy and we don't want to record another episode. Here's how it's going to work. I'm still in my underground bunker, by the way. We're running low on beans, so that might be a problem. Also, it is another problem because the bathrooms are all backed up. Yeah. Anyways, in between season 1 and season 2, we're going to be doing 3 bonus episodes. This is going to happen in between every season, and we're going to take like maybe 2 weeks off to do this. I know I'm saying 1 episode a week, but we can't do that. We just release them as we have free time. So taking 2 weeks off of doing the podcast is going to be like really, really stressful. Except for we only have to record 3 episodes, so that is perfect. School is almost out, so we're going to like bump it up to 1 episode a day, which is going to be ridiculous. We're going to be in like the 400s by the time summer is halfway over. It's going to be amazing. And our special behind-the-scenes bonus listener excerpt, hidden story, The Journey Begins. If you don't know it, what I'm talking about, then don't worry. It'll happen. Well, the full story will get told in like episode 11, I believe. Yeah, episode 11. Full story is going to get told, I think, episode 11. I don't know for sure exactly. Episode 11 might be the pieces part 4. I don't know. As of now, there are going to be 7 parts of the pieces, which is going to be most of season 1. So it's going to be like a lot. And the special bonus audio listener excerpt all of it's going to be smashed together with special music. So it's going to be actually a lot better. It's going to be like, so I know it'll be like, but you release 1 episode, you release like 2 episodes a day. How can it be bad that it's split up into pieces? Well, people might not be able to catch the next episode. They might think this is a regular podcast where we like release day by day activities, and it's not like that. It's not regular at all, not even in the slightest. This is going to be a 15-minute long episode. I think it might be. It might be 20 even. Wow, we might do 20. That would rival our end of season 1 that we've already planned, but we haven't already recorded it because season 1 isn't over yet. Anyways, that is another thing, and yeah, so hope you enjoy episode 10. Yeah. Hope you enjoy episode 10. So, welcome back to HBBXY, your local sports channel. This is the live audio coverage of game 18 in the regular soccer season. So, hope you enjoy. This game is going to be the 8-8 versus the 9-10. Real awesome-tastic group thing. It's going to be like the game of the century is what they're calling it. The game of the century, because there have been no other games this century, and it's the last year of the century. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy this game. We're going to go straight to our live audio coverage person, Eric. Hey there, I'm Eric, and the game is now just getting underway. We are now beginning the game. How exciting and wonderlicious. Wonderlicious is a word, right, folks? It's a real, actual, awesome game. It's like, ooh, I see number 8, which is Johnny Jojo, the max awesome player. He's squaring up against the ninth 10. I think that's the team name. I don't know. I'm not good with sports. I just like talking in a microphone and looking pretty. So, they're going up against those people or whatever. And I'm not really sure how sports works. Let's see. Government mandated computer. How may I help you, Eric? What is the point of soccer? Oh, it says here that the point of soccer is a vicious battle to the death. Ooh, that sounds exciting. Over a watering hole? Let me scroll down. It says here that soccer was invented in the mid-1870s when outer space warlords first visited our little Earth, enslaved us, showed us this game, and then committed genocide, suicide, whatever you call it. I don't know. Words, time, fluid motions. And so, the game is played constantly. And by constantly, I mean in fear and horror of things to come. Oh, looks like the game is about to start, folks. So, we are going to, in fact, show you the live coverage. Looks like number 5, I'm getting a note from our studio producer. Note, no players' names exist. These players have been genetically grown in pods just for this game. They are referred to only by their numbers. Interesting. So, there's O and G. Those are G5 and G5 and O5 are squaring off against each other as the game about to begin. They're doing the traditional Himalayan soccer bout and the traditional Ooga Google. Oh, looks like O5 just... Oh, that's a bit violent. Think O5 might get disqualified for that. They just cut off one of the other players' limbs. Oh, that sure is going to be a penalty. Oh, the game's off. G5, despite missing one limb and who is bleeding quite badly, is playing a 9 game. Oh, 9 and G12 are at it again. Looks like G12 just wrapped one of their tendrils around 09. Oh, ooh, that's gonna hurt in the morning. Ooh, looks like 04 is ceremoniously sacrificing G1 and 2 to some long dead god. I don't know. This game is interesting and looks like there's some belly dancing over on O's goalie end. that's sure to sparking up any game, especially with the missing limbs this early on. It looks like O12 is opening their third eye and disemboweling G1, G4, and 8. Looks like O has been called a penalty on for the recent fouls, ceremoniously disemboweling, limb removements, and god sacrifices upon the G team. I don't know if I'm saying this right. It's soccer's a weird sport. It's a sport that we all love and a sport that we all fear. So, this... that's not that interesting, but I think I have to say it. 01 and 07 have merged together. Oh, that's not a nice sight. Just not just regular game playing, running, slithering, burrowing under the dirt, and screeching. That's regular gameplay. You can probably hear from around me some of the people who are also so energetic about this game. It is amazing. Oh, looks like G9 has just been transferred into the body of a robot. I'm checking with the rule book. That is not a foul, apparently. That is completely legal. So, looks like the G team now has a robot on their team. So the fused players of O1 and 7, now O17, are laying an egg in the middle of the field. It is being replaced by the. It is being replaced as the ball. I wouldn't like to see what hatches out of that thing. They have been disqualified because, according to the rule book, let me see here. Note: any body fusings, any fire tongues, and any welts that can control minds are immediately disqualified. All 8 goals that they have scored have been revoked, and the G team gets a chance to whisper secrets into the O team while they sleep. Ah, this is fascinating. I've never seen a game of soccer played this way. Possibly because the game of soccer is both feared and not allowed. So, that could be a very interesting turnout for the rest of these team members. Ooh, oh, 013 just decapitated G9. I saw G9 was dead. Apparently, they have backups. So, this game could keep on going no matter how many dead clones grown from pods, especially for this game, are gotten rid of. That's a wonderful thing, because the game of soccer must go on. Like famous player William Shakespeare once said, soccer, do it or die. Yeah, an inspiring quote, isn't it? So, G8, yes. They have a second head. That's nothing more to report. Wait, let me see here. Oh, according to the referees, their multi-mind, singular body, boneless limbs waving, say that, quote-unquote, that 2 heads are better than 1, and so they are immediately corrective surgerying every other player on the field for as the second head is being added. Half the team will be removed indefinitely to the pit just outside of the government-mandated soccer field, gym, prison, training room, feeding house. As the players are getting their heads doubled and sewn on in horribly misshapen, different forms, the band's out, so that's a treat. Oh, looks like they're fighting to the death, just like the, just like our founding fathers of this great country did once they established liberty. How, what a treat. That is just a treat to see them. Oh, looks like the tuba players have taken advantage of their instruments. Oh, and it's halftime, which means the band gets to all be abducted back to their home planets. Wow, what a treat we have here. I've never seen this. I've never seen a game of soccer at all, because soccer is banned. And this is the only game, this is the game of the century, because, as I've said before, there have been no other games. Oh, looks like the game's stopped over because lack of funding, I guess. So, this has been the report. Now, wasn't that interesting? This episode has been narrated and written by Ransom Duel, Pod Nova X. Thanks for listening.